The latest copy of the Courier newspaper is out now. There's a focus on the growing theft of car hire vehicles being shipped out of Spain. There's also the rest of the local news, plus the first in our special lifestyle pullouts, Lifestyle Plus. Not forgetting a free and fully detailed TV guide with an interview with Sheridan Smith and a roundup of the week's soaps. You can pick up your own copy right now in hundreds of venues and can read it online at thecourier.es. Plus, you can sign up to receive the virtual copy direct to your inbox every week by visiting the newsletter sign-up page, thecourier.es/newsletter. The Terra Mitica theme park in Benidorm, owned by Aqualandia, has created a foundation to assist disadvantaged families. The park will organise special campaigns and events for people at risk of social exclusion, which will be shared through local associations, hospitals and social groups. On July the 3rd, the park will present its social schedule for 2015, including a campaign to collect food, toys and clothing, as well as blood, and a range of sporting and cultural activities throughout the summer aimed at promoting social integration of the most vulnerable groups. The Ministry of Health has launched a new campaign for monitoring the effects of heat on the health of the population in preparation for the risk of heat waves throughout the summer. Ola de Calor 2015 is operating throughout the country, with every health department being issued with guidelines to help them prevent, minimise and assess the impacts of health on heat-related incidents, with particular attention to the possible occurrence of heat waves. Particular attention will focus towards the most vulnerable groups, including the elderly, as well as those with chronic diseases, children and those who work outdoors, and most recently pregnant women, amongst others. And a woman was injured on Thursday when she was struck by a car and pedestrian crossing on Avenida de la Vega in Orihuela. The incident occurred at around 2 p.m. when the car failed to stop for the woman who was on the crossing, hitting her and sending her to the ground. The driver of the vehicle summoned help and emergency medics attended and treated the victim for a variety of injuries before transferring her to the Vega Baga Hospital by ambulance. Her condition is not said to be serious.